Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, America. This summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner unites us. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at unitedwesteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Well, cash cattle trade continues to slowly but steadily develop through the week, with live prices in the South seeing mostly $95. We actually saw $94 to $95 here in our part of the country yesterday. And this is the same trading range as seen earlier in the week, but does point to firming support from last week at a dollar above last week's average. Dress trade is $155 to $160, generally steady to $2 lower than last week, but $1 to $6 higher than last week. It appears that as more volume develops during early July, cash trading ranges are moving back to a more normal level. The breakaway from the $15 to $25 price ranges the last few weeks is not a bad thing at all, as it will help to create needed consistency to the market and hopefully help spark some market firmness through the rest of July. On the hogs, wholesale pork values surged higher yesterday, although the support is expected to have little short-term impact in the direction of hog futures trade. Mixed market moves are expected to once again develop today as traders look for increased direction from the weekly export sales and shipments report released later this morning. On the grains, wheat markets are higher overnight, led by winter wheat contracts to the tune of 3 to 4 cents, adding to the impressive gains posted yesterday. Overseas wheat prices appear to be the catalyst for the rally yesterday, as Black Sea futures hit the highest level since June 4th. Overnight strength would appear to be spillover support from corn prices, given the percentage gains in each. There does seem to be some disagreement, though, between private crop production estimates and official estimates in places like Russia. Sharply higher corn prices overnight, with gains of 4 to 5 cents for most contracts. The overnight run of both major weather models got drier and warmer for the week week two portion of the forecast, raising concern for a crop entering key pollination stages. Volatility has been a consistent theme for weather models lately, but the extended maps seem to be getting more adverse with each run. The soy complex is mostly higher overnight, with soybeans and meal higher, while soybean oil is weaker, as the warmer and drier weather maps lend support here as well. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
August live cattle down 85, 99.15. October down 67 cents, 103.50. August feeder cattle down 87 at 134.05. And September down 65 cents, 135.67. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July's up 16 cents this morning, 4.52. September up 3 cents, 4.59 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, July up 3 and a quarter, 5.20 and 3 quarters. September's up 2 and a quarter, 5.18 and 3 quarters. Chicago corn, July up 4 and a quarter, 3.52 and a half. And the December is up 5 1/4, 3.59 1/2. July soybeans up 7 3/4 at 9.02 1/2. November up 6 1/4 at 9.03 1/2 penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.